this is Space Kate, and I'm reporting from Florida at the International Space University Space Studies Program 2012, and we just had a very interesting talk all about international cooperation in space and just how difficult it is, as well as how important it is. But one thing that interested me in our afternoon's session was Graham Gibbs, formerly of the Canadian Space Agency, and he was just telling us a bit about how CSA, Canadian Space Agency, manages to punch greatly above its weight and everybody knows about CSA, whereas it doesn't have the kind of budget that NASA has, but it still has a place around the international space table. How have you managed to do that?
Well, first of all, I should mention that our budget is in the order of $300 million, and you might want to compare that to, say, NASA at $17 billion. But remarkably, even with that small budget, we are able to participate in all the major space disciplines. We're probably most known because it's most visible, human spaceflight and Canadarm, but the more important programs in many respects for Canada and Canada's needs are the Earth Observation Program, the RadarSat Program, Earth and Atmospheric Science, Heliophysics, which is space weather, which we get a lot of bad ionospheric disturbances in Canada. What am I missing?
Astronauts. Astronauts.
That's part of the Human Spaceflight Program. Solar system exploration, particularly Mars exploration with the robotics, and astronomy. So all that we do with $300 million. How do we do that? First of all, we pay very careful attention to what our national needs are so that we are sure to be serving the federal government's needs, and in particular the other government departments who need to use, to meet their mandates, space data. So things like organizations like Environment Canada, Natural Resources Canada, Department of National Defense, but also Agriculture Canada, Department of Fisheries and Oceans, even Parks Canada, that are monitoring of our national parks. So serving government needs, I would say, was probably understanding that, and serving government needs is number one. Number two is to really know and work closely with your industry sector, knowing what their capabilities are, and the same for the scientific and research organizations in the country. Know and work closely with them. So that you then work on a niche strategy, and that's what you have to do if you have a small budget. So ideally, when you are looking to capitalize on a program, you find a government need, a government department need, which is synergistic, if that's the right word, with the industrial capability and industry's needs, because they don't want to develop a one-off technology. They want to be able to have a technology that they can then pursue export market potential with, and tie that in with the scientific community's capability. Since we can't afford our own satellites very often, we are always looking at contributing to some other partner's satellite program, and that's primarily NASA, although ESA is also one of our big partners. So if we look at, say, a NASA program, we look at what they're doing and then find a way to make a valued contribution. It is really important that you look for contributions where your partner understands and acknowledges that that you're adding value, you're not just along for the ride, because you also need to be a welcomed partner. And if you can achieve to be value added, welcomed, and match that with your government, industry, and scientific expertise and capabilities, you've got it made.
And what is public support like for the space program in Canada? I'm just sort of comparing the UK. We've just got our UK Space Agency set up. I would say that the average person in Britain wouldn't even know that they existed. I kind of feel that you have some very visible things like the Canadarm, and obviously if you're contributing to industry and government programs, they're probably actually seeing some of the benefits of your space program. Do you find that Canadians are more interested in space or more supportive of what you're doing because of that?
I wasn't part of our communications group that do these periodic surveys, but from what I remember on the last survey that was done, Canadians support space, support Canada having a space program, but then when asked what we do, they don't know what we do other than Canada and the astronauts. It's really, really interesting. But it's really important to have at least one or two programs that are highly visible. I mean, Earth observation, atmospheric science, space weather, all this stuff is really, really important, but it doesn't capture the public's imagination the way the Canadarm has done, the way when our astronauts have a flight opportunity, the attention they get. So somewhere in the mix of developing a niche, have something that you could put a Union Jack on to make Brits proud, because they're not going to understand all the essential part of the space program, the Earth observation and all that stuff as well. So having at least one or two highly visible, and you've made some successes with the British national astronauts in the ESA Corps, and there's one just been selected as well. So that should help. You've got to maximize that big time.
I really hope that we do.
even while he's in training. Bring him home from time to time as the training will allow, meeting schools, giving public appearances. We do it. We've got two astronaut candidates who have just finished their training, and they've been back in Canada. So even though they haven't been into space, they're astronauts.
Mm-hmm.
And get people's attention.
I was just thinking about the kind of niche areas that you were talking about and how important they are. How important is this space program in inspiring a new generation of, say, engineers or mathematicians, scientists, technologists, who can then feed back in to create that strong niche power that you have?
I'm really trying to properly understand the question, actually.
I'm just thinking, in order to have that niche.
We all think that the space program inspires people to pursue science and technology. We all use that theme when we're trying to sell the space program. And I think it's true, but it was much, much more true during the Apollo era. There are so many challenging things that the youth of today can do, which were not necessarily available, techie things, sexy techie things in Silicon Valley or Silicon Valley-like places.
But it still requires your culture to put some value on that kind of experience and skills, where, I sort of feel, maybe cynically, that the UK has such a focus on banking and money that to be a smart cookie, to be an engineer, is not really valued as much as it should be.
But that's where you capture the children when they're still in school or high school. I would say, junior school and high school, you need to be doing a lot of outreach there with, the agency head, David Williams, I mean, the likes of him, people with, some stature, but astronauts, or just the staff. I mean, to talk about the gee whizzy things that go on in space to schools. I would focus immediately, initially, because you can't do everything, on the schools. Because every now and then, when you go and talk to a class of school children, occasionally the kid will come up to you and say, "Wow, I'm going to work hard at science and math because I've decided today that I want to be an astronaut or be a rocket scientist or whatever." But you also would inspire them to develop, to just that there is a lot of excitement in science and technology in general. So it helps the national economy, even if they're not in the space sector as such.
Well, I liked your idea of Team Canada in space, and I hope that at some point we'll have that same kind of pride in the space program in the UK.
Well, I have a feeling that it is. I think it was a shame that the Beagle 2 did not succeed. I think we all know some of the reasons for that. But it gave you a lot of visibility, and you've had a lot of ministerial support, too, over the last years with it. And now with the creation of the agency, I mean, I think you've got momentum. Grab the momentum.
Oh, let's keep going with it. Well, thank you ever so much for your lecture, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.